Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today is a celebration. Today is the christening of my new mixer. Woohoo! Yes. Hang on, let me see if I get the right button. Is this the applause? I can't work it. It's got to wait till later. I'm still playing the intro music. So I you might have heard another voice there. I've got Mark Farrell with me today. Hi, Mark.
Yes, hi, hello.
And Mark is here. We're talking about his photography. So Mark's got a Facebook page called Mark Farrell Photography, and you can buy his images. But I want to hear Mark tell us about his journey and how he found himself doing photography.
Okay, yeah. When I was a young boy, I used to steal my dad's camera and go out on the whale boats taking photos.
The whale boats.
On the whale boats, yep. Because we had the photographic shop down the harbour, which my mum and dad ran.
Yep.
So I liked photography from a very young age. And then once I had my accident, I thought my photography was over.
Yep.
But my dad built a stand for me, and he said, if you enjoy it, you can keep doing it. If you don't, you can put it in the cupboard.
Okay.
24 years later, I'm still doing it.
So your parents were photographers. Well, they had a shop selling photography.
They had a shop, and my dad did wedding photography.
Wow. So you were going out on the boats 24 years ago?
When I was a 14-year-old kid, yep. I used to go out just voluntary, helping do the dishes and clean windows.
Yeah.
And then when we were at the whales, I got to take photos. And then on the way home, I helped with cleaning and stuff like that.
Okay. Because I remember coming up here as a kid. Yep. And we went on the glass bottom boat and fed the turtle.
Clear, yep.
They used to be then out the water here where they would be, I'm sure it was off Harvey Bay, where they were, like, they'd actually process the seafood on the water.
The scallops, yeah.
Scallops.
Yep, yep.
And we would go there on the glass bottom boat. Yep. They would be throwing it over and all the turtles would come.
They would. I used to decky on that boat as well back then.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, the scallops are done in the harbour on one of the big boats.
Yes.
And then the emptier boat, they used to call it, used to go out and dump them outside the harbour.
And that doesn't happen anymore?
Apparently no, because they take the scallop shells now and put them under the waterboard trees and that for calcium and different things. Apparently they can't dump them out there anymore.
So back then, when we used to come to Harvey Bay for holidays, Mark, was whale watching a big thing?
It was. It started about 1988, roughly. One of the local fishing boats, the Perrys back then, started it.
Oh, okay.
So they saw the whales and then they started whale watching. And we started doing the photography about 1991.
Yep.
And it sort of took off from there.
Fantastic. Well, actually, I must be a bit older than you, because in 1988, I was too cool to want to come up here with my mum.
Okay.
So it was when I was younger that we'd come up here, and I absolutely loved it and never dreamt I'd be living here, but there you go.
It's a beautiful spot to live.
So tell me about your photography now. Do you still do whales?
Okay. I had, up to a year before last, when my mate sold his whale watching boat that I used to go on. But I am going back out this season on a couple of boats and doing photography again.
Yes.
Which, after 26 years of doing it, it's a passion and you sort of, as Tammy would probably tell you, that yesterday I see the photos that my friends took out there and I was like, oh, I really want to get back out there. So
I guess the whale photos is your, or not sure, photography is your favourite type of photography, or do you have
It's always been
interest?
Whales and dolphins, basically. I have done weddings for carers and friends.
Yes.
And then I do a bit of everything. So I love wildlife photography. Because my brother and I breed ponies, I've done horse photography and bits like that.
Oh, wow.
So anything to do with photography, I take photos.
Oh, fantastic. So if I put on my Facebook group and on the website some of your pictures, would you happen to have any for sale at the moment?
I do, down at the harbour at the Creation Shop, I'm pretty sure it's called.
Yep.
I have a back wall with a lizard photo that I took a few years ago.
Fantastic.
And some whales and sunsets and different photos.
Lovely.
But if people want something else, if they contact me, I've got thousands of photos on hard drive that I can find what they're after.
Okay. Have you got this one? Let me see if I push the right button.
top of bed.
Am I wrong? I just wanted an excuse to play cricket.
Oh, crickets, right. I was thinking it was baby birds.
Could be baby birds.
I do have photos of grasshoppers and bits and pieces.
Oh, do you?
So when you go into the botanical gardens and that, you find little bits and pieces. And macro photography I started into about a couple of years ago.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, well, what a great hobby to get out and about. And it's lovely that you're making a bit of an income, hobby income out of it.
Yeah.
I will put all your information on our Facebook group, and like I said, I'll share it, and hopefully you can get some more likes and maybe some more sales.
Yeah.
And maybe people can contact you if they've got something they want photographed, and you can say whether it's something you can do or.
And if I don't, I know people that do.
You're connected. He's a man that's connected. But I want to also tell people that you've got many facets, Mark. Now. Yep. You've got an interest. You mentioned the ponies.
Yep.
Gosh, well, I didn't even realise you bred ponies. Yeah. But you also big on your you're man from the land, and you've got bees.
Beekeeping. So my brother and I have done that for quite a few years now.
And you want to do a plug for your honey, because I've tasted your honey and it is delicious.
It is. So it's Farrell's Busy Bees, name of it. It's natural honey. It's it's raw honey, so it's natural raw.
Yeah.
It's
delicious though.
So we spin it once, we strain it, and then we bottle it. So it's not heated, it doesn't have anything added to it.
So when you say it's not heated, when you buy a retail product off the shelf, has that been heated and gone through more processing? Generally.
Apparently, yes. Yeah. I can't say for definite.
Yep.
But yes, what they do normally is they heat it to a certain temperature so it won't crystallise on the shelf.
Ah.
Where pure honey will crystallise.
Oh.
So if you've got honey and it's crystallised, some people think it's gone off.
Right.
But it hasn't. It's actually just crystallised. So if you put it on your window ledge or just out in the sun for an hour.
Okay.
Or just sit it in some warm water.
Yes.
The container. It'll come back to natural honey.
Okay.
But once you heat it over 45 degrees or so, or whatever, it's, yeah.
So my honey didn't get a chance to crystallise because we ate it too quick. So this is a good thing.
It is. But a lot of people like to eat crystallised honey too.
And am I allowed to share a piece of personal information?
Yes.
With the audience?
Yes.
That I heard that you've been snatched and... And you're actually tying the knot later this year?
We are, yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Would Everything Fraser Coast get a special invitation and we can come and do a... No, I'm just kidding. On the wedding night?
We will work on that. That's fine. Yeah.
No, I don't want to be there on your wedding night. Honestly, I was just joking.
Maybe not the wedding night, but you can come during the day.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks very much, Mark. That's Mark Farrell Photography. Local boy, true. You are really a local boy too. What school did you go to?
Pyalba Primary.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you were back here when land was super cheap.
It was, yes. So we moved here in about 89.
Yeah.
So what's that, 30 years?
Yep.
Properties were a third of what they are today.
Yeah.
And most of the town was sugarcane. So where Macca's and Stocklands and that all was, that was sugarcane.
Is that right?
We used to ride our motorbikes and push bikes through.
Oh, wow.
Where Bunnings is with sugarcane. Where we are sitting right now was sugarcane and bush.
So we're sitting in Elo Waters in my mansion. Yep.
Where it was all swampy sort of land and trees and stuff.
Shush. Hey, you're just driving the value of my house down. We're gonna edit that out.
Okay. But it was.
I don't live in a swamp. I'm starting to feel like do I look like Shrek?
You don't live in a swamp. But
Am I living in Shrekville?
No. But, the land was, it's been cleared a lot since then.
Yeah. So that just opened up a gate for a whole other podcast on another day about actually a bit of a walk down used to be with the landscape in Hervey Bay.
Yep.
Because I've done a little bit of that with Maryborough, and there's a lot of history there in Maryborough, but it's nice to talk to you. When you are really truly a local here, you've been here a long time, but you're very young and active as well, so and active in the community. So Thank you again, Mark. I will wind it up now. And I'm so glad I didn't have to play the crickets for real. No pregnant pauses. So we mastered the new mixer.
Yep. No, it did. Works well. Thank you for the invite.
No worries. Catch you later.